It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. But Friday night was not a lot of fun for me. Let's recap the losing card. Well, I waited the extra day to bet the Twins and the Tigers first five under 3.5. Kind of wish I would have got to put the bet in, because unfortunately for me, the Tigers put up a big crooked number in the bottom of the fifth to do me in, and I lose the ticket. I had the Braves and the Marlins on a nerfy. Well, Max Fried got the job done for the Braves, so I was good on that front. But unfortunately, Atlanta scored in the top of the first, so I lost that ticket right away. I had the Nationals and the Athletics on a nerfy. That's my lone winner on the card. I do get to cash that ticket. North of the border, I had the Toronto Blue Jays on the run line. That's how confident I was in the play. I missed by just a little bit. I think they lost by 7 runs to Colorado. Yeah, not good. Terrible read on my part. I had the New York Yankees first 5-run line. Really liked the play. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it play out because it got postponed because of weather. Then to wrap up my card, I had the Baltimore Orioles on the money line against the Milwaukee Brewers. That one did not start well. It did not end well for me. As I get crushed, Milwaukee gets the job done, and I lose the ticket. So a 1-4 day, painful night at the old ballpark. But what do we learn from this? Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint. We're betting baseball every single day. It's a 162-game schedule. We're going to have ups and downs, and we're going to get pounded occasionally. Twins Tigers bet, I look back at that. It's a 2-0 game in the bottom of the fifth. I liked my odds. I'd make that bet every single day again. But it's baseball. A broken bat, a blooper, couple senile singles. Nothing hit hard, but that's how you're going to lose sometimes. Even the Nerfy at a minus 160 lost in the first inning in a game that I thought that was a really, really good bet. Skubal actually didn't have his best stuff for the Tigers, but he still shut down Minnesota. In hindsight, yeah, I would have probably played the Twins team total to the under. Could have played the Tigers, but Lopez on the hill, I wasn't going to bet that to begin with. But yeah, that's how that game went. Braves, Marlins, Nerfy. Well, my mistake there is I thought Max Fried was going to have a really good start. He went 6 shutout innings. He did give up a run in the seventh when he got pulled. But nonetheless, he had the type of start I expected. I should have probably bet his outs recorded, his earned runs to the under, the Marlins team total to the under. Those would have been a better bet since I didn't trust Rodgers against the Braves, and I paid the price. That's what happens. You got a lot of options to kind of bet the same handicap in baseball. I just picked the wrong one on Friday night. Jays Rockies, well, I was up 2-1 after 2. I felt good early. I just didn't expect Kevin Gausman to give up 6 runs over 3 2/3 innings again. So that was a miss on my part. He's just not as good as I expected so far this season. Meanwhile, Feltner for the Rockies was better than I expected. Just a bad handicap on that game. O's and the Brewers, I considered the Nerfy, and that would have cashed after the first, though. It was all Milwaukee. Tyler Wells is yet to have a quality start. I expected better. Another bad read on my part. But we're going to have those moments, and I'm going to have plenty of them during the course of the long baseball season. Just got to stay the course, grind it out, and hope today is a better day. So let's get to the card here, and we're going to start actually with the Masters. I'm going to bet 2 round 3 matchups. First matchup is going to be Will Zalatoris at a minus 130 against Erik Van Rooyen. So that's my first play. My second matchup I'm going to bet is Corey Connors minus the 135 against Harris English. So laying a little chalk there at the Masters, but can't wait to see how round three plays out on moving day in Augusta. Next up on the card, I'm going to give you Kota Kapper Kyle's plays for Saturday. He beats me head-to-head, and I think we're head-to-head on a couple of these anyway. He has the Detroit Tigers today in game one of the doubleheader, plus the 117 against the Minnesota Twins. He also has the Kansas City Royals, plus the 140 at the New York Mets. It's an intriguing play, actually. The Royals right now, the way they're playing, plus 140, even on the road. I think that's intriguing. He has the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies under the 9 at the minus 105. He has the Atlanta Braves on the run line, minus the 1.5 at Miami. That's at a minus 115. I disagree with that play. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Then we have San Diego and the LA Dodgers over the 9 at the minus 115. So those are Cota, Camper, Kyle's plays for Saturday. Now, for me in Major League Baseball, it's an unusual card for me because right now I do not have my normal first five options available as I record this. No team totals, no first five run line available for me. I don't know if this is going to be good or bad, but I'm heavily focused on the money lines. So I'm going to drink a lot of juice today. Let's start with the two doubleheaders. Yes, we have a couple twin bills. We have the Yankees at the Guardians, and we have the Twins at the Tigers. I'm going to bet all four games. I'll see if I get any of them right, but I'm betting on a split in each of these doubleheaders. Let's start with the Yankees. Game one, minus the 142 at the Cleveland Guardians. Same handicap as yesterday. I want to fade Carlos Carrasco. I was going to bet the first five run line again, but it's not posted for me, so I'm just going to bet the money line for the game. Give me the Yankees, minus the 142 in game number one of the doubleheader. Game number two, I'm going to come back with the Cleveland Guardians, minus the 106 against the Yankees. It's Corey Petit getting the call for the Yankees. I mispronounce everything. We've established that. Not the best finish to spring training for him. 8 runs allowed over 2 1/3 innings against the Tigers. He has a 2.16 ERA in AAA this year, over 8 1/3 innings. His last major league appearance was back in 2022 for the Marlins. Meanwhile, it's Tristan McKenzie going in game two for the Guardians. He had a 2.96 ERA back in 2022. He was injured most of last season. Last out against the White Sox, he was sharp, tossing 5 2/3 scoreless innings. So give me the Guardians in game two of the doubleheader over the Yankees at the minus 106. Next up, we go to Detroit. Game number one, I'm going to back the Minnesota Twins, minus the 125 at the Detroit Tigers. So Joe Ryan goes for the Twinkies in game one, and I'm a big Joe Ryan guy. 5 1/3 innings, 1 run allowed at Kansas City to open the season. Then he went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs against Cleveland last Saturday. He was sharp the majority of the game, but missed his spot and gave up a big 3-run homer in the second inning. After that, he was near perfect. Meanwhile, it's former Twin Kenta Maeda getting the call for the Tigers. A 4.23 last year with the Twinkies. He gave up 6 runs over 3 1/3 innings at the White Sox to open the season. Then he gave up 3 runs over 5 2/3 innings against the Athletics in his second start. This should give the Twins stick some hope today since the White Sox and the Athletics have similar scoring numbers. So in game number one, give me Minnesota once again, minus the 125 at Detroit.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Game number two of the doubleheader. We're going to flip the script again. We're going to take the home team. I'll back the Detroit Tigers minus the 124 against the Minnesota Twins. So it's Matt Manning going for the Tigers. He tossed 4 2/3 scoreless no-hit innings against the Mets last week. He's also pitched 5 innings at AAA Toledo, giving up just 1 run. The cherry on top there, he pitched a 3.38 ERA this spring with a 0.94 whip. So solid numbers across the board for Manning. Meanwhile, the Twins will counter with Simon Wood Richardson, a 7.56 ERA in AAA St. Paul this year, over 8 1/3 innings. So pitching edge to Detroit. If I'm right about game one, They'll salvage the split of the doubleheader. So give me the Tigers minus the 124 against the Twins in game number two. Next up on the card, it's another moneyline bet. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the 105 against the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm going to fade Kyle Gibson again at this price. Gibby gets the call for the Cardinals. He was roughed up early last out at Miami, allowing seven runs. He's given up two homers in each of his two starts this season. Last 3 years, he's had ERAs of 5.09, 5.05, and a 4.73. So I think the D-backs will score some runs. It's Ryan Nelson going for the D-backs. He had a rough go of it last out. He has an 8.22 ERA on the season, a 1.83 whip on the season. He did have seven strikeouts against the Braves, giving up three runs over five innings, so that does give me a little hope. He's a young arm with a ton of upside. He's at home, so give me the D-backs here. Arizona, minus the 105 over St. Louis. Next up on the card, it's an underdog. It's the Miami Marlins, plus the 166 against the Atlanta Braves. So I can't go all favorites. Betting against the Braves is tough, but I'm high on Max Meyer. My faith will be put to the test today against one of the best lineups in baseball, though. Meanwhile, on the other side, it's the conductor Chris Sale going for the Braves. A 3.10 career ERA, a 3.38 ERA this year after starts against the Phillies and the D-backs. The Marlins and the Reds are the last two teams in baseball without a win at home. Miami is 0-8 this year at home. Let's make that 1-8 after today. I'll take the big number here. Give me the Marlins plus the 166 at home over Atlanta. Next up on the card, another money line, and it's another underdog. It's the Chicago White Sox plus the 105 against the Cincinnati Reds. So let's remember, even the worst teams in baseball typically win 40% of the time. The White Sox are not winning 40% of the time. They're 2-11 on the season. They're 1-5 at home. Starting pitcher today, Garrett Crockett has made three starts this season, and they've been really good. Six innings, one run against Detroit. Seven innings, one run against Atlanta. Five innings, two runs at Kansas City. He's the lone bright spot of the season so far for the White Sox. Meanwhile, it's Nick Lodolo going for the Reds. A 4.31 career ERA at the major league level. Two minor league starts this year with a troubling 5.87 ERA. The pitching edge is significant enough to grab the plus 105. So give me the White Sox at home plus the 105 over Cincinnati. Got a couple Nerfies on the card for you. Nerfy number one, it's the San Francisco Giants at the Tampa Bay Rays. This one's at a minus 120. So Rays starter Ryan Pivot has a career 3 ERA and a 1.07 whip. Last out in Colorado at Coors Field, he tossed six scoreless innings, allowing just three hits and had 11 strikeouts. Meanwhile, it's Logan Webb going for the Giants, a career 3.44 ERA, a 1.18 whip. Not the greatest numbers this year, but he is coming off a seven-inning, two-run-allowed performance against San Diego. Please no runs in the first. I'll take the Nerfy here between the Giants and the Rays at the minus 120. Then the final Nerfy on the card, it's the Atlanta Braves at the Miami Marlins at the plus 140. So deja vu, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to double down on my Max Meyer handicap. I see this one being scoreless after one. So give me the Braves and the Marlins, a Nerfy at a plus 140. I like that plus 140 price too. Just too good to pass up. So let's recap my card for a Saturday. Can I have a bounce back day? Or will I be crying here on the podcast again tomorrow? Well, we'll find out. In the Masters, or at the Masters in Augusta, round three matchups, a couple chalks here. I'm going Will Zalatoris, minus the 130 against Eric Van Ruin. I'm going Corey Connors, minus the 135 over Harris English. Major League Baseball, moneyline, game number one. Give me the Yankees, minus the 142 over the Guardians. Game number two, give me the Guardians, flipping the script, minus the 106 over the Yankees. Doubleheader game number one. Give me the Minnesota Twins minus the 125 against the Detroit Tigers. That's the game with Joe Ryan on the bump. Game number two, give me the Detroit Tigers minus the 124 against the Minnesota Twins. That's Matt Manning once again on the bump for the Tigers. Give me the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the 105 against the St. Louis Cardinals. Give me the Miami Marlins to finally win a home game plus the 166 against the Atlanta Braves. Give me the Chicago White Sox plus the 105 against the Cincinnati Reds. Then your Nerfies, I'm on the San Francisco Giants and the Tampa Bay Rays at the minus 120. And I'm on the Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins, a Nerfie at the plus 140. So that's my card for Saturday. Enjoy the games, enjoy the Masters, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.